Hi, my name is Sydney Mitchell.
Hi, I'm Matthew Brickman, Florida Supreme Court mediator. Welcome to the Mediate This podcast, where we discuss everything mediation and conflict resolution.
Welcome, everybody, to this episode of Mediate This. I'm Sydney, sitting here with Matthew, and today we are going to be answering some of the questions that you, our listeners, have been submitting to us about all things divorce and mediation. So let's just jump right in. If you do have a question in the future that you would love for us to dive into on an episode of Mediate This, you can just send an email, submit your questions to info@ichatmediation.com. It'll get sent directly to us, and we'll hopefully be able to answer your questions here.
All right, you got another question?
Yeah, our next question, Matthew, it says, should you continue to file joint income tax returns with your spouse pending a divorce?
Again, should you? It's sort of like, can you, should you? So should you, you really need to talk to your your attorney or your whoever does your taxes. It depends. I mean, it really depends. What I have seen, so I'll tell you what I have seen. What I have seen is it depends when this is all going down during the year. So, for example, if they had filed, let's just say that it's going down in May, okay? And they had just filed joint tax returns for the previous year, right? Because they were married. And now they're getting divorced in May. Are they going to file joint tax returns for that year? No, it's only been a few months. I think somewhere along the way, I think there's something out there, and don't quote me on it, but I think it's like if they've still been together, working through the divorce, still going past 6 months, so you've still been married longer than 6 months in a calendar year.
Then yeah, I was going to say, I would think it would just be whatever the majority of that year. Yeah.
So what I've done in the agreements is if it's been longer than 6 months, so like if you're past what, June, if it's July, August, September, then we always, the attorneys and myself, always advise the parties, talk to your accountant, find out the best way to file. Most people are amicable on that because they know they're not stupid. You're going to pay less taxes to the government filing joint. So what we do is we build into the agreement that they are going to file joint tax returns. And if there's any liability, they will equally contribute towards it. And if there's any refund, they're equally going to divide it. And then the following year and forward, they will then file separately.
Mm-hmm. And that's really depends.
What's that?
That's in your agreement now, as
it, yeah. So yeah. I mean, it depends if it comes up. Sometimes it never even comes up. The parties don't ask. The attorneys don't volunteer. It doesn't come up. It's not an issue. But if it does come up and they ask us, then we usually like, okay, what month is it? Okay, and then we always because there is a waiver at the end of the agreement that says, look, the mediator nor the attorneys gave the parties any tax advice, bankruptcy advice concerning any aspects of this agreement, because we're not going to. They need to go talk to their tax people.
Right.
Now once they're divorced, and I know this says pending a divorce, once they're divorced, they can't file joint.
Even if the previous year they had been together more than 6 months.
No,
or it had not been final.
No, I mean, after they're officially divorced and you've gone through and figured out that time.
Okay. Yes.
Then,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay. That makes total sense.
Yeah.
Occasionally, Sydney and I will be releasing Q&A bonus episodes where we will answer your questions and give you a personal shout out.
If you have a comment or question regarding anything that we discuss, email us at info@ichatmediation.com. That's info@ichatmediation.com. And stay tuned to hear your shout out and have your question answered here on the show.
For more information about my services or to schedule your mediation with me, either in person or using my iChat mediation virtual platform built by Cisco Communications, visit me online at imediateinc.com. Call me at 561-262-9121, toll free at 877-822-1479, or email me at mbrickman@ichatmediation.com.